Glory to God. Hello, everybody on the podcast. We are going live tonight. Hello, Evangelist Pastor Kim. How are you? Glory to God. We are live on Brunch tonight. Oh, you would be observing this time tonight with a praise, with a shout. Come on, y'all. Want to go to the secret place, guys. Glory to God. It's 7:06. We'll go ahead and get started. I long to be. Come on. Hello, everybody in Periscope land. Sorry I missed you. Blessings from Delaware. Blessings to you. Blessings to all of you guys that are coming in on the Periscope page. If you are listening live from the podcast, God is doing a new thing, and God is desiring for us to find to use different ways of technology for the good and for putting out the good news, so spreading the good news. So we have joined a podcast, and we are on so many different fronts, guys, so that you can know that that our voice can go and be heard all over the world. So right now, as of today, I think we have 6 to 7 different outlets on podcasts, and they're growing. It takes maybe a week or two for you to be connected to all the different circulars, but right now we are on 6 of them, and every day or every other day, I'm getting news that, okay, you're on Apple, I can't even look at it because I'm recording right now. And so I'm not able to look at all of the different areas we are on. But I'm going to share that information with you just a little later before we get out of here tonight. So glory and blessings to all of you. Let's go ahead and get into the lesson for tonight. Secret place. Come on, y'all. I don't know about you, but I want to go. And where I'm going to be found this year, because that's where Daddy God is found, in the secret place. Come on, somebody. God is found in the secret place. And so often we get started here, I get so excited, and I get to getting out of the gate real quick with information, but I'd like to build it, if you would allow me to do so tonight. We just thank you, Father, for this opportunity again, for an opportunity to minister your word and bring encouragement, enlightenment, and to lift up people tonight that are going through and who are just looking for answers right now, God, looking for direction, God. But as we hear your voice tonight clear, you're in the secret place. So we pray that this time of fellowship, ministering of your word, and the expounding on your word would be an opportunity, as we go move forth to prayer, to lift up those who are down in spirit, and to encourage them that what they need is found in you and you alone, God. We pray that this word will fall on good ground, and that it will reap a harvest, and that it will continue to grow your people, that they will grow stronger and stronger in the Lord. And God, tonight we pray that this word will unstop deaf ears, and that it would open up blind eyes, and that it would illuminate our spirits tonight, that we will be it's set ablaze, and that we will be excited for what you're doing and what you have in store for us in this new year of vision, 2020 vision. Come on, God, as we'll be able to see clear, as we'll be able to align our focus and our lenses up aright, that we will see you and hear you accurately, is my prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Continue to come on in, Periscope. You are welcome. Thank you guys for joining tonight. You are live with Women of Substance 2. We are live from many fronts tonight. We're live on my personal Facebook page under Lisa Joshua. We are live on Periscope under Prophetess Lisa Joshua. We are live on my podcast tonight. And we are live on which is easy listening, guys. It's easy listening because it's ability to capture the entire family where it's not anything that we're speaking that's going over your head, anything that's too far out there that you can't even comprehend and understand. It's basic training where anyone can receive and understand. It's to a laity, it's to the layman that everybody can hear and understand. Amen. We're not trying to teach to a college class. We're not trying to go over your head. We're trying to make it simple because the word of God is simple and he wants us to get it. Amen. But you have to be born again. But we're going to get into the word tonight. Tonight, we thank you. January 2nd of 2020, first time opportunity to minister this year, and we are talking about the secret place. Amen. I pray tonight that your ears will be inclined to hear what the Spirit is saying to each and every one of us. God is saying it's tough without God, guys. God is awaiting on your arrival. On your arrival. He's already there in the secret place, and he's waiting your arrival. How awesome is that? That God is waiting on you. Life is already tough without God. And all the answers we seek tonight are found in God. And God is found in the secret place. When we talk about the secret place, it should be a place where what? We abide and dwell. I want to give you a scripture, first of all, for coming out of the gates. It is Psalms 91 and 1 tonight. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. That is the Eastern version. And if you would look it up in the King James version, says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. So that is our text tonight. That is our scripture basis tonight. Psalms 91 and 1. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, that secret place, will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. So what does it mean tonight to abide? That is the first word we want to tackle tonight. Abide. What does it mean to abide, y'all? Abide means to live in or at a specified place. Come on. I want to say that's dwelling. To dwell. He that dwelleth in the secret place. To dwell is to live or to be at a specified place. How about that? So when we talk about dwelling, when you talk about where you live, your address, that's your dwelling. That's where you live. That's where you occupy that place, or you live at that place, or a specified place. It is where you live. So when I say, most of us will ask for your address, your physical address. For instance, somebody might ask, what is your address? So when an address, it's a location where we can find you, right? So wherever that is, then I can send information to you or whatever I'm trying to send to your address, because that's where you dwell. You live there. I hope that makes sense. When we talk about abide number one is a verb. It is used for, let's say, when we talk about an object, a person, a place, or thing. Abide. It is a abode, or to abide, or bidding to put up with, or to tolerate, or stand. I like another definition that I was able to, I felt that was a little bit more, I think, of what I was looking for in the word abide. According to, here's the definition. I like Webster, I like Merriam-Webster says, to bear patiently, to tolerate, to endure without yielding, withstand, to wait for, to accept without objection. So, oh, I'm sorry. Forgive me. I got excited and knocked down the conference call. Sorry about that, conference caller. Abide, abide. So he that dwells, which means a place in which you live, or abide can be to bear patiently. So we abide in the under the shadow, wait patiently for, shall. Come on, the Bible says you shall. Shall, y'all with me? If you dwell there, you shall abide also under the shadow of the Almighty. I'm so excited about this word. I do want to break it down to you. Human relationship in the natural, you guys, human relationship becomes stronger when we spend time together. Or as a result of spending time with someone, you get more or become more acquainted with or more knowledgeable about that individual. You learn more about people, places, and things the more you spend time with that thing or person. Does that make sense? I hope it does. And if there is a person that knows us, it is the Lord. Come on. He knows our humanity. He knows us, how easily we get frustrated to the point of giving up when it comes to prayer. We become impatient people when it comes to life, y'all. Our nature is that we want things now. We want them instantly. And if we don't get them, we desire them. So if we don't get what we desire, we sometimes will manipulate. You know you're guilty of that. Those of you, we ain't all born again. And we all have not reached that place of arrived yet, right? So we're still a work in progress. So we can manipulate them to come to pass. So that means we use some of our own intervention, our own will to make things happen, because we are of a fallen nature and we live in a world where Satan and his demons are hard at work all throughout the world, right? They do everything they can to discourage us from praying. Satan knows that we will take time to pray and believe in prayer, and that prayer works. He knows that he's in trouble, right? It is dangerous for us to pray. He knows that. So he tell that prayer doesn't work. It worked, you know, like you begin to pray and he starts to set up traps and things where we don't get an opportunity to go into that secret place. A lot of times we think of a secret place as maybe a closet or some place we're hidden from the world. But I believe the secret place can be even in your praying in tongues. No one can hear that. When you're praying and meditating on God's word, you're in the secret place. When you make a choice to shut out the world, the other noises, and the things that are going on around you, this is creating an opportunity for you to close off the noise, the pestilence, all of the distractions. And Minister Kim says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Mighty, Almighty. And she was just giving us the King James Version. Thank you. And so, good evening, Ellis and Gail. God bless you guys and everybody else who's coming on. If I don't get a chance to say anything, we will recognize you before it's all over with. Praise the Lord. As we said, the secret place. So the secret place. What is so significant about the secret place? Why is God buzzing about this? What is the noise about going into the secret place? And why is it so important in this time in our lives? Because, may I say to you, that provision is made in the secret place. May I say to you that safety is in the secret place. May I say to you that you're covered in the secret place. May I say direction is going to come as a result of the secret place? You think it's getting bad in the world right now? You don't know how much worse it's going to get. But I'm telling you, he that dwelleth in the secret place shall. It is a promise. Abide under the shadow, which is God's protection of the Almighty. Come on, y'all. He that dwelleth. Let me give you another scripture here. Psalms 91, 1 through 16, and we'll give you most of what it says. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust, for he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a what? A shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day. Come on, somebody, and put a praise right there. These are all the provisions. These are all the benefits. These are all of the guarantees as a believer that you're going to find this year. Let's take it one day at a time. In the new year of 2020, if you abide under the shadow of the Almighty, the Lord says he is your refuge. He is your fortress. He is my God. And number one, whom I trust. He's going to do what? He's going to deliver you from the snares of the fowlers and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. And his faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrows that fly by day. Let's rewind this thing up. I'm excited. I feel anointing. I feel the Holy Spirit. Listen, God is saying, as we continue to trust him and him making provision in the secret place, which means that as a believer, we need to consult with God. We need to get with God and find out direction for our lives every day, because in that provision is going to be made. God is our fortress. We can surely trust him. He is going to cover us with his wings. He is going to be faithful to us. He told us not to fear the terror that happens at night, because so many people are afraid to go out at night now, because so much is lurking in the dark. So many things are happening even in the day. There is no specified time. The enemy is at work, people of God. But the only thing and the only truth that we have and the only peace that we have to know that if we are dwelling in the secret place, God is going to direct you. He's going to tell you when to go. He's going to tell you when to sit down. He's going to tell you, not today, baby. He's going to tell you, all right, do this and do that, and I will do as a result of our obedience. And that's only going to come when you fine-tune your ear and you discipline yourselves to be able to hear the voice of God and to get with God for direction. I'm telling you, everything is going to pay off, and victory is yours for the asking. Listen, you're looking for direction as we started off. And God says so many people are trying to just get clarity for this year. They're trying to get direction. They're trying to find out, what should I be doing? Here's a new year. How do I go about this weight loss thing? How do I go about getting this blood pressure down? How do I go about getting rid of diabetes? How am I going about dealing with cancer that I've been diagnosed with? How am I going to go about financially making it as I've made a decision to follow God? I'm being led by the Holy Spirit in everything that I say and do. How is it going to happen? Right now, my ears and my antenna is up in the spirit to get direction and to hear the way that God wants me to go. Well, God said, I have good news for you. It is in the secret place. And simply making a decision this year, people of God, to abide, to dwell, to live, to make it your resident, to make it your home in His presence, even when it gets busy and noisy all around you. Make a decision to make Jesus your choice. Make it Him first. Why? Because we need it. If we take prayer seriously, then Satan will encourage us to pray small prayers so that we will not see the great and mighty things that take place. Paul made it clear that while we were living in his life, while he was in his life, we have a warfare that takes place. And that is, Satan will battle us when we choose to pray. He will distract us from prayer because Satan knows that better than any human being, their prayer works. He knows that when we get alone in prayer, that there is Almighty God listening to us. Since God is listening to our prayer and promises to move as we pray, here comes Satan. One strategy is to keep us from praying. Here is our reality of God. He cannot answer prayers that are not prayed. Tell somebody tonight that God cannot answer prayers that are not prayed. If you look at James 4:2, it says, ye have not because you ask not. That is His word, James 4:2. Ye have not because you ask not. That means you do. Do you hear what God is saying to us in this verse? He cannot answer unprayed prayers. So what does Satan do? His one strategy is to keep us from praying. He plays mind games, deception. Satan whispers, you don't know enough word to pray. It's no use to pray for him or her. They're hopeless. That is too big for to pray about. God didn't really mean to take him literal in prayer. You know, so that is the game that we come up against. But the secret place of prayers, secret place, first pray. Jesus gave us a pattern to show us how to pray. He said, when you ought to pray, go in alone. Come on. Which is the first step for us to pray. Because when we pray, God is going to move. When we pray in the secret place for the lost and the conviction of sin, it's coming. Prayer involves praising God. It involves worshiping God, submitting to God, giving our request to God, and to act specifically from God. So when we genuinely pray, we begin looking for confirming things. We ask God, God, is this your will? Second thing, we pray in private with the door shut. Jesus made it clear that the closet prayer is powerful prayer. It's a closet prayer means that it's a place where you get with God alone. Simply shut the door. Literally, it is time to get alone with the one who created us. He saved us and he wants to hear from us as individuals. The secret place is a place of honesty. It's a place of confession. It's a place of openness. It may be in a bedroom, baby. It may be in the bathroom. But the call of Jesus is to get alone in the secret place. Because what happens in the secret place, there is no one to impress. Come on. Come on, y'all. Let's put a praise right there. There's no one to press when you're praying privately behind closed doors. You ain't got to get on no microphone. You're not trying to prove to the congregation that you know how to pray. You know, not trying to compete with the deacons. You're not trying to compete with anybody. It is a long time, and that is a reason that we ascend to the secret place. Come on. It's a secret place of prayer. It is designed to be heard only by God. Come on. It is the secret place that we can open our spirits, y'all, to God's voice and all that God has impressed on our heart. It is a private place. Praying also is when we're praying deliberate prayers. When we have specified prayers, we're praying to meet the Lord regularly. Come on, y'all. So it is in the secret place. The third part of prayer to the Father, it is the prayer that we meet our Heavenly Father. Closet prayer is intimacy with the Father. It is a focused prayer, y'all. It is a focused prayer to our Father in heaven who knows us, he cares for us, he hears us, and he will answer us. Come on, y'all. He is not hard-hearted. He is not unkind. God is not insensitive to our need. He loves us, and he wants to hear from us, and he's waiting for you. Come on. Can we get a praise? God is waiting to hear from you. Glory to God. Hey, Brother Terrence, God bless you. So God wants to hear from you. She says, he says, yet ye lust and have not, ye killed and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight wars. I'm reading what you put in, Kim, Minister Kim. So ye lust and have not, ye killed and desire to have not and cannot obtain. Ye fight in war, yet ye have not because you ask not. Of course, you ask not. So if you're not praying to God, and if we're not allowing and even petitioning God, he can't answer an unprayed prayer. Prayers that we have not prayed is unprayed. God cannot hear us. He cannot answer that. Just because you have it in your heart, you have to articulate. You have to say when you pray. Come on, y'all. So God loves us tonight. He wants to empower us. He wants us to come to him in the secret place. Can I go further? Matthew 6:6 says, but when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, because you can't see God, and your Father who sees you in secret will do what? Reward you openly. Come on. Come on, I hope we're getting something tonight. It's in the secret place. Psalms 31:20 said, in the cover of your presence, you hide them from the plots of men. You store them in your shelter from the strife of tongues. Psalms 27:5 says, for he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. Ye will lift me up upon a high rock. Come on, y'all. Isn't it awesome tonight to know that all of these benefits and awards and rewards that we have as a result of going to God in the secret place, knowing that the provision and the safety and everything that we need to be successful to begin this New Year's journey, because none of us have been here before. None of us know what's going to happen. None of us can say we know in advance what's up the road. You know, as surely as you live, the same holidays that we've celebrated over the last, well, I've been here 52 years, going into 53 years, have been the same. Nothing changes under the sun, right? New day, new, new times we've never embarked upon, right? None of us been here in 2020 before, so this is a new place for everybody, right? Nobody can say tonight, I've been here before, and let me tell you what's going to happen. Everybody is charting on we're all traveling on uncharted territory. We've not been here before. So now it's trusting someone else to lead us and to be the pilot and to be the tourist guide. And that is the Holy Spirit. That is God. But he's now given us a roadmap and a GPS in the spirit as to what needs to be done to be successful in 2020. Forget all the programs. Forget all the nice sayings. Forget all the things that we try to come up with, the thing lines, the taglines for 2020. He's telling you for sure in the Word of God, according to Psalms 91 and 1, that says, if you dwell in his secret place, You shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And that's where your safety is, right? Psalms 91, 1 and 16 say, if you dwell under the shelter of the Most High and under the shadow of the Almighty, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. So God, we have to trust the leading of the Holy Spirit, God the Father, to get us where we need to be for 2020. We are on uncharted territory. We've never been here before, right? Jeremiah 23 and 24 said, can a man hide himself in a secret place so that I cannot see him, declares the Lord? Do I not feel heaven and earth, declares the Lord? So nobody can go anywhere that God, the Holy Spirit, is not already there and already been there and done that. So God can tell us how to get there, how to maneuver, how to get through this year successfully. Everybody wants success. Everybody wants something new. Everybody wants a new day. Nobody wants to go through what we've gone through over the last year. 2019 came with its own set of issues, problems, circumstances, situations. But we're in 2020 now. And so the storm is passing over or has already passed over. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. Come on, y'all. Minister Kim said, with long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Yes, Lord. We need, the Lord will satisfy us with long life if we continue to tune in. To hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Let me give y'all some good news before we stop and we pray. As I found myself over the last 5 weeks, totally being governed, paying special attention to any activity, anything that I do in this year. As I was leaving out of 2019, I began to see the irrelevance and the importance of being led by the Holy Spirit and spending time with God, praying. I don't care where it was. Every time I got in my vehicle to drive, I would leave early in the morning for work, and all I could do is pray the whole ride. And I would pray about everything, and God would begin to show me things that he was not able to or did not desire due to the appropriate time. God has a time for everything. He decided to show me some things as the latter part of the year that I didn't see and didn't recognize earlier the year, but now it makes sense and I understand. Simply following God and simply obeying God is going to open up doors, guys. I promise you, when you obey God, it will change your life. And I can see it in everything that I've done lately. Win, win, win. I think they got a song that's out and they play it. They used to play it a lot of the sports events, and like basketball is coming on, football is coming on. I don't know if they play that song now, but they used to play, all I do is win, 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 no matter what. And my hand, I guess the hands go up and they stay there. I'm trying to remember. All I do is win is the point I'm trying to make tonight. Winning is a part of the secret place, because God wants to put us in a place of success. He wants us to win. How do we win? By getting in the dwelling in the secret place, tuning in to God, tuning your fine tuning your frequency into heaven to hear the leading and direction of God. We won't have to wait for prayer. We won't have to wait for corporate prayer. We won't have to wait to get to service to hear from God. When we dwell in the secret place, when you actually make a decision to live in the secret place, which means I'm putting God first. I'm making sure that in everything that we do and that I say, that I have made a decision to honor God first. She says, my granddaughter is singing that song, laugh out loud. Okay, so your granddaughter know what song it is. Hey, Minister Terrence, I mean Minister Earl, God bless you, my brother. Kim, she says, Minister Evangelist Kim said her granddaughter was singing, no matter I win, all I do is win, 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 no matter what. And my hands go up and they stay there. I'm trying to remember the song. Maybe I'll play it before we go. But anyway, the point is I'm winning with God. Because if I can tell y'all some things that has transpired over the last 5 weeks, you would say yes, yes, and yes, amen. That listening and getting into the secret place is a winner for 2020. I'm not taking, as I said, I'm not making any cliches. I'm not trying to make no themes. I'm not going there. I'm only giving you what the Holy Spirit gave to me. And he says, yes, we are in the car. You got it on, Kim. And so God is saying, all we do is win. And we're going to win if we just continue. I would say if we continue to obey God. Get in the secret place. I promise y'all, you will not be disappointed. Because when you see how God does a thing, I want to tell y'all, starting with after I began to tone in to the frequency and listening and hearing what God was saying, I began to see my life turn around. I began to see things that I thought was a problem, wasn't a problem, and how God will show you. And I told you guys the struggle was in tithing prior and not giving it regularly because I wasn't going to a regular assembly. So I wasn't sending money to the church, right? So God said, herein have you robbed me in your tithes and offering. And God said, so from now on, daughter, as you have heard, you cannot say that you can't afford to give. You cannot afford not to give. Amen. So as I made that, the latter part of last year, a turnaround in that, God has been hard at work doing and showing himself to be strong in my life since that time. I go and I'll drop off my tithes even if I'm not going to service, right? Listen to this. And so God has made provision. He has told me how to do everything that needed to be done. For my business, I needed a new computer. And I listened to our God is awesome. He said how to do that. I've done that. And that was not a struggle. I have transitioned into the business world that I really wanted to operate in, and it's been sweet. I would say Christmas. I don't owe anybody anything. You hear what I'm saying? I don't owe anybody anything. I am not broke. I'm not in debt for Christmas. I said to my son, early September or October, I don't see that mom. Now, for my children, my oldest is 38, will be 39 in February. And I have every year purchased Christmas gifts for everybody. Grandkids, children, my children's, siblings, anybody who has come to our home has left with a gift. Regardless, because you're at my house. I felt God would bless me to bless everybody. I have given to the women. Christmas functions where all of the women got gifts, and I have given blankets to all the women's. I have given fat donations to the homeless and so many things, and I couldn't see how I was going to get it done. But when I honored God with my first fruit, those things have turned around. Not only was I able to buy for all the gifts, now my family is growing. I have more grandchildren. I have a great-grandchild now. And then I was able to do for my siblings, all of my grandchildren, all of my children, their friends, a few of their friends and people who were in the house. It was just awesome. And I don't owe nobody anything. I don't have a debt. I don't have any. And God supernaturally did that. One day I will be able to share. And I'm coming to a closure right now as to what God is doing as far as the marriage is concerned. He's doing that. And I say, God, thank you. Hallelujah. And so I'm just telling y'all, as a result of getting in the secret place, hearing God, just, I mean, crazy, ridiculous stuff God is telling me to do. And I'm doing it. And when I do it, all I do is win, 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 no matter what. Come on. And my hands go up and they stay there. Come on, y'all. I'm excited what God is doing right now. I promise you. And it is an awesome, awesome in his sight, y'all. And I know that God wants to do the same thing for you when you get in the secret place. So prayer is necessary, guys, for this year. It is very important. Come on. Psalms 119 and 114 say, you are my hiding place, my shield. I hope in your word. Come on, y'all. Psalms 91 and 2, I will say the Lord, my refuge and my fortune, my God in whom I trust. Psalm 81 and 7, in distress you call, and I delivered you. I answered you in what? The secret place of thunder. I tested you at the waters of Meribah, Selah. Y'all better stop playing with me tonight. God is doing something. You are a giver. She said, you are a giver and love to make people happy and smile. Thank you. Your labor is not in vain. Thank you, Kim. I'm telling y'all, y'all know how I just get all messed up. No, we are not listening to it. If we are listening to you, she started singing as you were singing it. Thank you. All right. Well, I'm so excited, guys. I will not go on. I know we need to pray. I wish you were on the call tonight, Minister Kim, evangelist, so that you can help me pray this word tonight. I pray that we have help somebody tonight. I pray that we have been a blessing to you. I pray that this word has fallen on good ground. Amen. And that you guys will be blessed as a result of being here with us the first Thursday night in 2020. Amen. And we're going to pray. We thank God for you. We praise the Lord for you. And we're just looking to the hills which cometh thy help. Oh, man. Greater is coming, y'all. When you say greater is coming, we mean that for real, though. Why? Because we're in the secret place. I'm telling you, if you don't know how to access it, it's time to go to the secret place. I want you to know that tonight it's time to go to the secret place, y'all. Come on, y'all. Go with me to the secret place. So, dear God, in heaven tonight, we thank you, we magnify you, and we praise your name. Oh God, we know that you are in the secret place. Come on, God. We thank you tonight that it is found in the secret place. Oh God, everything that we need, oh, every provision tonight is in the secret place. Oh, God, would you allow, oh God, your face to shine upon us this night, this year, God, every day of this year as we walk with you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we've made you our choice, oh God. Nothing else matters, oh God. We want to be found in your secret place, oh God, where you live. That is your home. Oh, God, I pray, oh God, that you would do some miraculous things tonight, oh God. Show your people, Lord God, who have been destined, oh God, to do great and mighty things that they gonna, they are happening and they're coming to pass as a result of seeking you, as a result of getting in your presence, as a result of making your word. In the secret place, oh God, answers will be made, oh God. Life will be changed, oh God. Families will be healed, oh God. Homes will be healed, oh God. Oh God, as you are doing a new thing, oh God, because it's a new year, it's a new moment, it's a new time, oh God, to make you first, oh God, to seek your face like never before. Oh God, not just talking religious babbling and not just making just vain statements, oh God, but doing it literally, oh God, to the glory of God, when no one else is listening, when no one else is watching, God, it's going to happen in the secret place, oh God. Not trying to pump the people, not trying to care about what people are saying, oh God, but we live to impress you, not man, not woman, not boy, girl, oh God, but to impress you, oh God. Oh God, feel this atmosphere. Fill the lives and the homes of your people who are listening right now with your presence, oh God. Make your presence abode, oh God. Change lives, oh God, as a result of your presence, oh God. I pray that heaviness, oh God, those who have been defeated, oh God, who felt that they were defeated and wanted to give up, oh God, that you said no, oh God. I pray, Lord God, that there will be a strong surgence of your presence and your power that will rest upon your people to push through in prayer, to fight, oh God, having done all to stand, oh God. I pray, Lord God, that finances will not be an issue at all, because you will bless the givers, oh God. You will bless those who have desired to follow your will and obey your word, who are tithing, who are giving, oh God, who understand it is the necessity. It is necessary. It is not an option, oh God. Oh God, you said now, prove me now. Hallelujah. You will open up windows, Hayakadobosata, that we will have not room enough to receive. And those who, Lord God, have been born to give and desire to give and does not have it, oh God, I pray that you will plant seed and that you will give to them, oh God, and you will continue to show yourself strong on their behalf, oh God. God, would you heal hearts tonight? Oh God, make provision tonight, Lord God. Eh, Canada Bosa, Ishendebe, Sunana, Kanegebe, Tekunamba, Shendebe. Oh God, do it tonight for your glory. First Thursday night, oh God, as we have met with you, an appointment for with you, God, we set aside the time to honor you, to glorify you, to make you important tonight, to give you, God, all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, oh God. Oh God, visit homes tonight, change lives, answer prayers, oh God. Those who think, Lord God, that you did not hear them, you heard them, Father. But God, I pray, Lord God, that you would make haste, as David said, to deliver. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Prayer tonight. Turn it around, God. Make provision for those who do not know you, God, tonight. For those of you who do not know God, oh God, tonight, and you say, I want to know more about this God. I want to come in the secret place. I want to get to know God. I want to know what it is to know Jesus and to make him my personal Savior. Well, tonight, hallelujah, if you miss midweek service because yesterday was New Year's Day and tonight it's January the 2nd, you are not too late. Guess what? We extend salvation to you, my brothers and my sisters in the Lord. If you, wherever you are right now, will lift your hands as an act of serenity and surrender to the Lord. Ah, God, hallelujah. See, God, as you, so many people have stood in the dope lines and I'm calling it drug, and now they're making illegal drugs in the city of Chicago to get high, but won't stand in the line to give your life to God, won't stand in the line to give God what's due him. Won't lift your hands longer than 5 minutes tonight. You are under Holy Ghost arrest. Come on. Tonight, I come against the demonic spirits that will cause us to even care more about standing in line to get glory to God. But God, you do that. I'm going to stay out of that. You do what you want to do, God. But if you are here tonight, you desire to know God. Prayers of salvation tonight is going for wherever you are. Pray the prayer of salvation with me. Dear God in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, I acknowledge to you that I am a sinner. And I am sorry for my sins and the life that I have lived. I need your forgiveness. I believe that you are the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, and that you have shed your precious blood on the cross of Calvary. You died for my sins, and now I'm willing to turn from my sins. You said in your holy word, Romans 10:9, if I confess Jesus is Lord and believe in my heart that God, you have raised Jesus from the dead, I shall be saved. So right now I confess Jesus as Lord of my soul. With my heart, I believe that God has raised him from the dead. And this very moment, I accept Jesus Christ as my own personal Savior. And according to your word, now I am saved. Come on, glory. I thank you, Jesus, for dying for me and giving me eternal life. Glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. And the angels in heaven are rejoicing over the decision you made. And we, your sisters and brothers, are excited and we are glad for you making a choice to make Jesus your personal Savior tonight. I believe you are already starting the year off the right way. Come on. So we believe in God, sisters and brothers, of those of you who have accepted Christ, that you will become more and more acquainted with God as you begin to get into your word. You connect with Bible-believing people, congregational that will preach and teach the word of God, that you will grow stronger in God. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. We are grateful that you are now a part of the kingdom. And you're a kingdom citizen now. Glory to God. Well, I pray that every last one of you who have stayed, you've heard the teachings, the prayer tonight, that your life will be changed. And you know, imparting, as I always say, I absolutely love you guys. And there is nothing, hallelujah, you can do about it. I encourage you to follow me on podcasts. As I said before, there are so many different channels now that you can connect with me on podcasts. There are just times I want to just talk and I just want to speak and be a voice for God. I may not want to be on video. I may not want to be live on Facebook. So podcast is that outlet. So I pray that you guys will get connected and then you can follow me either way. And you know, I do want to bring up that again, you know, if you are being blessed, and when people are blessing you, there's so many ways to show that we appreciate it. And I'll share this with you as we get ready to go tonight. I went out today and I got a lot accomplished today. Had to pick up a few things, got a lot of stuff done, and just so excited about that. And one of the things, I had got my car clean. I get it clean in and out because I have an unlimited membership with a decent car wash company. And what happened was I tipped the guy, but as I was driving, the Holy Spirit began to deal with me, and I just started to cry. As I was praying, the Holy Spirit says, "This is your brother. These are brothers out here cleaning, waxing, and shining our cars and in and out. They could be out there on the selling drugs. They could be doing many things. You want to tip them well. Do better the next time." And I felt so convicted for not even giving more than what I did give. God said, "You cannot afford, because you've been there. You understand that giving, how important it is to bless other people when they're serving you in any capacity." So I just wanted you all to know that even with that, I felt convicted, because I felt like I should have gave the brother more, even more than what I gave. Just the very fact that they're trying, they're serving you in some capacity. And I just felt like, you know, this was something that God spoke to me today, and I got it now. And I understand that you want to give outside of your giving, you know, more if you can, as much as you can. Just to say, I'm glad you have a job, and I'm thanking you for your level of service that you have provided to me. Don't be the type of person that think that because you're already paying for the service, because I pay it every month to come out of my credit card for the service. So anyways, God said, so when you go there and they clean it inside your car, you still tip them. You don't have that mentality, because when you drive, you don't feel that way. When you're a driver, when you're out there driving Lyft and Uber, guess what? You want people to tip you. Not just say, "I already paid Lyft for the ride," but to say, "I appreciate the good service." That's what we're talking about. That's what God was showing me. It's the same mentality, same principle. You now tip them for how they have served you. That's it. That's all. It's 8:01. We're late. All right. I love y'all. You have a great rest of y'all week. Until the next time, we are out. Good night, you guys.